Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Chant?
Yes, it is.
Hey, sorry about all the phone tack. I guess
we're
both pretty busy today.
Yeah, what's your holding deals?
Yeah, my job is to more help people. I have my own book of business, so, I mean, it's not, I don't see it that way. But, yeah, the kind of, I do actually get quite a bit of business, which is a nice side effect. Well, I think some people, in any industry, if you approach it just trying to make money, it never works out. You should help customers out, and making money should be a result of it, hopefully.
Yep.
Did you get my emails?
I did get the emails. I briefly looked through it, the three payment options, 6 months, 10 months, and 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Off the bat, 6 months is way too high. Not the payback. Payback is actually pretty decent. The dollar figure per day is a lot, although I know we'll be eliminating, I think, what, $1,000 and change from the other one?
Yeah, I mean, the way I priced it out was trying to be as, I hate the word aggressive, but as aggressive as possible. Right now, you're paying about $1,000, you're paying, what, $1,083 to Everest, is that correct?
Right.
And you're paying what to OnDeck, 600 and what?
43.
So, 643, so you're paying, you know, you're paying about $1,723 a day right now. So, I think the way that we'd like to approach it is, you know, and we never give customers guarantees that they're going to renew and get approved for it. But I think with your program, my whole fear is, and I, as knowing this industry, is if I give you a 12-month term, which I'm more than happy to do, and you come back to me, you know, if you need money in 3 months, I don't want you to stack again. I'd rather provide you something that works.
I agree. And it's not even that. The challenge is 153 doesn't cover, I mean, 150 payback of loans doesn't cover both notes. So it's not like I'm eliminating both of them. I'm eliminating one or the other. I can eliminate, I have $150,000 roughly for, $145,000 roughly for on deck.
Yeah.
So if we take half the proceeds and goes there, we still have the Everest, $1,098.
Correct, but you're paying off Everest, and your balance, you said, is like $40,000, correct?
Roughly, but then I still have $153 with OnDeck. I'm not paying off OnDeck, right?
No, so here's how it would work. We can pay off OnDeck. We can't pay off Everest to make the numbers work. So we have a $300,000 approval. So basically what that would mean is we would give you $300,000. You'd get $300,000. Minus, you know, there's a 1.5% OFI, so that's $4,500. So you're looking at $295,500. If you owe OnDeck, and you might have a discount, you might have a more aggressive discount with OnDeck than you think. But let's just say your OnDeck balance is $145,000. Okay, so that gets you to about $150,000. You would have, and the way the math would work is, you'd pay off your Everest balance. So whatever, I don't know if they give any discounts for paying off early. I just don't know. But right now,
no, there's no discount.
Okay, so right now, essentially, the way to look at this is you're getting right now about $100,000 in additional capital without. You're getting $100,000 because it's just math. So you're getting $100,000. You're going to pay off 40. So the whole advantage of this program is you're going to keep your payment at a very similar level and get about $100,000 without stressing your cash flow. That's the first option, and like I said, I do not believe, although I will not have you pay a dime until I confirm it, that you have to pay off your other loan, I think, through Rapid or Strategic or whatever it may be. And I don't really view your other accounts as a stack, although that's kind of a middle ground, but what I would say is, it's up to you. If you want to do an 8-month loan, you probably can't renew until about four and a half months, whatever it may be. It's about 50%, give or take. I can get you exact numbers.
I could always write a bigger check and get it closer if we really need more capital.
Correct. Here's the thing. I think, and I cannot promise, it's a big no-no.
I know.
But once you have one loan, so let's just say you do $300,000 through us right now, let's say it's a 12-month term. There's nothing to preclude you from coming back to me in 3 months and saying, hey, look, Ruben, I've got one loan. everything's going good, what can I qualify? And maybe we shoot for $1 million. That is something that can be done. But right now, the best programs, those larger loans, underwriters besides myself.
I totally get it. So my question is on the second option, which I think was 10 months. Was that what the second option was on your email?
I think I gave you 6, 8, and 10. Let me check. Let me bring up all the numbers.
I'm checking too. Hold on. While I'm driving.
I mean, our renewals, like OnDeck tells people you can go at 45%. Ours is around 50-60% depending on the program. But I do know, you know, customers, I had a customer that just funded a 12-month loan. 2 months into us, they're asking us for more money. You know, and renewals really do a function of the time of the loan coming back. So let's take a look.
Oh, by the way, I found it. So 6, 10, 12 is what you offered.
I can do 8 as well. Let me make sure all my numbers are accurate. Bear with me.
No, 10 is okay. Is there any way the payback on the 10 can be a little bit more aggressive or no?
Let me take a look. Bear with me.
Like 84,000 is high. That's why in 10 months.
Okay. Dun. Let's see. Let me take a look. I'm just looking at your approval. Give me a second. Okay. Let's look at this. I'm just trying to see if there's an advantage for you doing an 8-month term. No, there's really not. Okay. Give me 1 second. Bear with me. I'm just looking at the 8-month pricing and seeing if it's advantageous. Give me 1 second here, boss.
Take it out. 1 second. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Thank you.
Ruben? 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 Hello, Ruben? 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 Ruben?
Chant?
Yeah, Ruben.
You still with me?
Yeah, I was calling your name, but you weren't hearing me. Can you hear me? Ruben? 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 Ruben.